Yeah, that's funny.
Have you been called? Have you spoken?
No, nothing. You talk to the security people just about details of the altercation, and you just tell them the truth, and that's what I did.
Have you looked back several times on?
Yeah, I felt like like I said before, the biggest thing that I regret outside of that action is like the attention that it brings to the Suns and. That it does to this team and to myself. I think it's just a situation that you could be like, hey, you hope it doesn't happen. And, it's not something you can ever say, I wish I could never do that or do this or that. But for me, it's just about, leaving it up to the powers that be, to the NBA office and security, and just making sure that, I know I told them the truth in a situation that I felt, and whatever happens, happens. And I feel like, they're going to make the best decision, based on the facts.
Do you feel you threw a punch?
No, come on. No way. I mean, I looked at it, and I can understand how maybe that, looked like that. But that's not even – wasn't even in my mindset. I think if you look at me, I'm just standing there the whole time. Like, just – I didn't even look at Danny Granger or Hibbert, after they came after me. And of course, after something like that happens, you're always going to want to see what's around you. But I think it just wasn't like I told them on the phone, and I'll tell everybody, it wasn't a fight situation. It wasn't like I went after him. It was just, I just didn't like what he did, so I retaliated, which wasn't right. And so it's just every action equals a reaction. So in all honesty, it was not the right decision to do. It wasn't the right decision to push him, but it's over. And the punching thing, it wasn't a punch situation. Like, I know how to, I took boxing for a couple of summers. I know how to hit somebody if I want to hit somebody. So it wasn't anything like that. It wasn't, that type of situation where we're just going to square up and just go at it. So, I know Danny Granger since I was a rookie. And, in the course of a game, regardless of what he says, I wasn't going to swing on him or swing on Hibbert anyways. I mean, Steve was in front of him, and there was a referee standing right in front of me most of the time anyway. So, I mean, that would just be ridiculous.
What do you think about some of the stuff that you said about cheap shots and dirty plays and stuff like that?
You know what? I think if you look during the course of the game, both teams were tired. Both teams were, just trying to do whatever they could to win. And, cheap shots and dirty things are going to happen. I think, I just let my emotions get the best of me. And I can't speak for, Earl Watson. So, for me, I just let my situation get the best of me. And it just doesn't reflect on how we play or how coach or Mr. Sarver would want us to play. And I think it's just a lot out of character from us, but at the same time, you do have to make sure that nobody's out there just doing whatever to you.
Do you have a gut feeling on whether you'll be able to play Friday?
I have no clue. It's up to them, and whatever happens, I'm okay with. I have no argument, and I've said what I had to say, and they're going to do what they have to do, so it's all good.
Earl said that it was participated
Oh, my goodness. I know they asked me about that, but I hadn't even been talking to him or anything. I think that's a little much. I think, it's just one of those plays. If I'm coming off the rim and I'm running forward and you're running this way, am I supposed to move out your way? Are you supposed to move out of my way? Especially in a basketball game, people bump bodies all the time. I wasn't even – at that point, my shoulder was still hurting, and I was like, man, just, So, if that's what he thought, that's what he thought. And I think then that's – premeditated, but I had no problem with him before the actual altercation. So, whatever it is, I wasn't trying to be like that. I wasn't playing like that all game. I mean, I was talking to Troy Murphy. I was talking to Danny Granger. I was talking to Josh McRoberts. Hey, it's a game, but, I still know those guys. And for me to be acting like that, I think it's a little bit much. So, I think.
Do you think the whistle had been blown when he's knocking your hand?
I mean, yes and no, but the referees, he was right there, so he felt like maybe it wasn't anything, So the second time it happened, it just reactions took over, and it wasn't the right reaction. But, just all this, what if this would happen? What if that would happen? I mean, whatever happened is on the film, and so from here we just have to move on and just, understand that it's just a lot of negative attention on an overall good year that we've had. And I think if you look at it, we're 40 games with 17 games to go, and I think that's more than everybody written us down for. So, You know, we're fifth in the West, and this year is probably one of the toughest years that has been there. So let's talk about all the positive things. And, you know, if I play or not, we're still going to come out here and do a good job of playing the Lakers. And, you know, it's an important week for everybody to get healthy, especially Barbosa coming back. And, you know, just, okay, I get an extra day rest, or, you know, I get to go out and play the Lakers. Either way, that's how I got to look at it. But I know I have a lot of confidence in my team and a lot of confidence in the, you know, an NBA office. They're going to make the right decision. Yeah, it's okay. It's just one of those things where I got to just stay on top of it. And it was just a freak, kind of weird thing with a little, like, sublux. But other than that, it's all good.
Has it happened before?
One time. But it's just one of those freaky things that happens, and I ain't going to say once every something because it's just a freaky kind of incident. So, cool. Thanks, guys. Yeah.